This is Sarah Reith with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from Wendy Jackson, who is originally from Detroit, Michigan. She and her husband were both formally trained carpenters when they came to Potter Valley from San Luis Obispo County in 1979.
I thought we'd be building out in a rural place, that there wouldn't be very many great roads nearby or a lot of easy shopping nearby. So I figured that we would be living without ice cream or maybe even running water at first, or didn't know what kind of heat we would be having, and certainly didn't know anything about what kind of power we would be having, although my husband at the time was pretty interested in what was going to happen power-wise. The very first tasks were moving our basic equipment up. So we took our 1942 Chevrolet fire engine that we had acquired down in San Luis Obispo County, and we hitched our little travel trailer to it, and we took the waterbed out of the back quarters of the travel trailer and turned it into a chicken coop so we could move our chickens up. So we found a piece of raw property. We both had formal education as carpenters, and one day I just drew a spiral. And Will, my husband, said, "Yeah, that's it. Let's do that." And so, you know, we expanded on the drawing from just a crude spiral to the actual golden mean, the golden rectangle, which generates a nautilus shell-shaped spiral that's actually geometrically accurate. And we even took our drawings down to Mendocino College, to the math department, and said, "Is this correct? Are we getting this right, the golden mean, and how we generate this nautilus-shaped spiral?" And he said, "Yeah, actually, there's a formula for this. You got it. It's a rectangle, and it's a basic ratio of the length of the rectangle to the width. And from that, you can generate this nautilus shape." So then we built a little model out of little balsa wood sticks, because we really, and the model spirals not only inward, but it also raises upward. So it was a two-story sized nautilus-shaped post and beam structure. So we were no longer board carpenters. Eventually, these three guys on motorcycles came up our road and pulled into the front yard of the trailer and said, "We're from the Yurt Works, and we heard you were a carpenter." They said this to me, not to Will. "And we want to hire you. Come with us." Pretty much. And I said, "I'm not coming right now, but this is kind of interesting. Tell me more." So I did go down and talk with them about the business and what the work would be like, and wound up working at the Yurt Works, which is now California Yurts, for I think about 4.5 years. Yeah. So that was some great income too. And also that was a great connection to the wider community.
What about some of the encounters with wildlife up there in the wild country?
Some of the wildest life were people. But, okay, encounters with wildlife. Bears, for sure, you know, like so many other people. We had a dog, and we had a cat, and we fed them both outside. So there would be times when you'd open up the back door, and the bear would be right there, because the cat food was on a little shelf right by the back door, so the dog couldn't get it. We had it up high, and it was right there, so we could easily fill it up. You know, we didn't want to have to walk too far. You know, that was too much effort. But so, yeah, there were times when you could open the door and there was a bear. And then you just closed the door and went to a window to see if the bear was going away, you know.
Can you talk about the ways that Back to the Landers raised their kids differently from the way that you had been raised, or the way that people were being raised here already?
Well, they were naked. Those kids didn't put on clothes unless it got pretty darn cold. And I didn't grow up that way. At least I don't think I did. You know, and most of them were breastfed, because there was, along with the Back to the Land movement, it was Back to the Natural Birth movement, and getting midwives and not having to go to the hospital. Yeah, so the little kids were always naked. They groveled around in the dirt without people freaking out. People were very fond of the Waldorf school and the Waldorf method and not having a traditional education. They were also very fond of homeschooling. A lot of people did that, some more successfully than others. But they didn't have as many playmates, too. So there was more of a focus on entertaining yourself. There wasn't any internet. Nobody had TV. Most people didn't even have a radio. They just had a CB. So if you were going to entertain yourself, you were going to go out there and look at bugs crawling around or, look, Mom, there's a snake. But you learned pretty fast, you know, what was an okay snake and what wasn't an okay snake. Or, you know, I'm just going to go sit over there by that stump and make a little house, you know, those kind of things.
We've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. We just heard from Wendy Jackson. You can catch short excerpts during the news hour on Thursdays and longer episodes at 3:30 on Thursday afternoons. They're also on our website and Facebook page with pictures and longer versions. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.